Peace, peace, peace. What's good? What's good? How you feeling? Oh man, I'm feeling super calm, super chill, just super at ease, super presence. I was just taking some deep breaths right now, just basking in this present moment. Also, because it's always my intention to make sure I'm in a peaceful, calm, clear energy before I make any episodes. And I know maybe I'll have my moments if it's meant for me to catch any of those moments in video. But I'm also still human, so it's not like I'm always gonna be chill and calm. For the most part, I think I am pretty chill and calm. 111. I want to just share a little bit on, and I'm gonna be talking really low because it's nighttime already and my dad's asleep and I know he can't hear me all the way at the other end of the house, but I don't know, it's just the energy I'm feeling. So I wanted to share whatever message it is that it literally wants me to share. I don't know exactly how it's gonna come out, but I feel like there's this really big message revolving around this movie that I decided I wanted to watch with my dad. I've seen it before. I feel like I'm still just wanting to just keep breathing. Maybe breathing is something that you are being called to do too, because I just feel like I just want to keep taking these really deep inhales and exhales. So I saw this movie maybe, I know it was probably between 2 and 3 years ago, maybe a little bit over 3 years ago. I know it wasn't any time sooner than that. And it just came into my mind again, wanting to see it. Because every time I watch something or I see or listen to anything, now that I am intentional about being in a higher state of mind, receiving things, knowing they carry so much symbolism, knowing that they carry so many messages, knowing that they carry many truths within the midst of lies, but there's still truths there. And I know that it's also part of a law for, let's say, for example, in movies, for them to tell us the truth to things. It's up to us to receive it or not, or to even notice it. But I'm very aware. So every time I watch something or rewatch something, I have so many takeaways from it. I have so many ways that it helps me become more enlightened, where it helps me become more connected to myself in this human experience, in this human physical body. So I decided to tell my dad to search for this movie, Soul. I'm sure you maybe have heard of it, maybe you've seen it, maybe you need to watch it too. Or not need, I don't like to say need, we don't need to do anything, but maybe there's some messages for you to take away from that also. And we haven't finished it because my dad had to go to sleep. We probably got through, we got to the part of Yeah, that's right. We got to the part where he doesn't listen about not going back into his body just yet. 444, because it wasn't the right, the timing wasn't divinely aligned just yet. He needed to be a little bit more patient. But he just decided to just go and not listen and just have a knee-jerk reaction. He reacted very quickly without thinking. And because of that, he ended up in a cat body. My gosh. I love it because it's different things that I see, or just throughout my day, I'm realizing how much more joyful I am, how much more playful I am, how much more just allowing myself to just laugh and allowing myself to just be. I don't like to say the word child, but I haven't been able to really resonate with another word. But to have like a childlike energy to myself, to us, 555, to never change from how we are when we are at that very young age, when we've just came into Earth. And we see everything as a playground. And you know what? That kind of takes me to, I still feel like I need to just keep breathing. Saying that about the playground, that kind of reminds me and takes me back to something that I have thought about of maybe, I don't want to say a mistake because nothing's a mistake, and I could have played a role by saying what I said to this little girl for her to learn what not to take from others, like what I said. I hope with all my heart that that's something that helps her grow more into being the opposite of what I told her not to. So what I'm trying to get at is, one time I told this little girl that, I don't know if she still is, but at that time when I knew her, she was always playing, screaming everywhere. It's like everything was a playground to her. And I feel like the program of my human self, of the programming of, no, this isn't right, and this is wrong to be doing, quote unquote, wrong and not right. I told her that not everything is a playground, that only at playgrounds it's meant for her to be screaming or to yell. I can't remember so specific to even say as an exact, which maybe it's not meant for me to either way. I think just the biggest takeaway from that is me misguiding her. I miss from my own misguidance and being unaligned at that moment. And the ego of the human self, and how this world, there's certain rights and there's certain wrongs, and there's certain things that maybe others will look at you in a certain way because you're doing these wrongs or whatever it is. Like, for example, of using this as an example specifically, where it could have been from, people seeing her act that way and looking at her as though she's not, I don't even know what word, or I don't know exactly what word I'm even trying to reach. But the main message of that is I misguided her through my misalignment. Or so we'll say. We're not ever really unaligned. we can't ever be disconnected to from ourselves. However, my human self told her that not this entire world isn't a playground, as far as like in restaurants, it's not a playground. In, you know, offices, it's not a playground. And there's a time and place to be to play and to scream and to yell all she wants. And I feel like this world is our playground. We came to Earth to enjoy. We came to Earth to be and stay in that childlike mentality and that childlike energy and that childlike imagination where we're constantly having fun. We're constantly finding the most randomest things to have a game and play with. Sometimes I look at these souls that just came into Earth and you can give them a this and they'll probably see an imaginary something and talk to it, or I have no idea, but the imagination that they have is so, for me, it's just so, wow. There's so much for me to learn from them. There's so much for me to relearn through them. And it really goes to show how through our disconnection, we go now and steer someone else, steer another soul into also misdirection. But just as I said, 1133, just as I said before I started talking about this specific thing that I told this little girl, there's things that we can learn from people in any way. In any way, we can learn and take something from others. We can learn what to do or we can learn what not to do. And I really hope and... One sec. Whoa, it's weird because I was almost choking there. That's weird. That only happens to me when I'm making episodes where I feel like I'm choking. It's so weird. So as I was saying, I really hope with all my heart and all my soul that... Well, not with all my heart and all my soul. I think that's me. I feel like that gave me a weird feeling to say that right now for some reason. But I am intending with my heart and with my soul that she learns what not to do from what I told her. I hope that she realizes, like, no, I'm not going to listen to you. You're showing me and you're teaching me to take my own discernment. That is a matter of her using her own discernment and her own intuitive knowing that this world is a playground for us. This world is meant for us to enjoy and to see. No matter what, where we are, no matter where we are, we can always find something. We can... Laughing anywhere should not be prohibited. Having fun anywhere should not be prohibited. I mean, I guess I can already feel the objection where it's like, you can't go into a courtroom and go having fun and laughing. But maybe you should be able to. Maybe it'll affect a few lives in there and whoever might have committed some crimes to be more playful, be more be more childlike, in the sense where when we are in our child energy, those souls that just came into Earth, we're not damaged yet. We haven't experienced heartbreak. We haven't experienced somebody doing us wrong. We haven't experienced disloyalty, we haven't experienced shame or guilt or fear or people telling us don't do this, people telling us that this everywhere is not a playground. We don't have any of that when we are new souls here that have physically incarnated into these bodies here on Earth. And if we all remained in that childlike energy where we are joyful and playful and kind and sweet and loving and still so curious to learn, curious to continue asking questions. They ask so many questions, and it's like as we get older, people stop asking questions and just start accepting and say, well, that's just how it is, and that's just how it's been for so long. I saw 333 right there. Continuing on this misalignment by not asking questions, by not. It's funny too, because when these new souls of Earth ask questions, you tell them, and then they find another question to ask within that, and then you tell them, and then they find another question to ask within that, and then you tell them, and it's just, they think of so many things where it's like, well, why this or why that? Well, how that? And how does that work that way? It's this beautiful energy of being a student in this life. And maybe many times we think that, well, I know I don't, but I've noticed how others think that you get to a certain point in life and there's no more to learn. 444. There's no more excitement in life, that life is just is what it is. And lose that spark of being creative, being expressive sometimes too. Wanting to play, wanting to have fun. If we all remained in that energy, I feel like this life would be so much more different. So much more different. So, going back to the message of the movie Soul. The main point of him being able to go back to his body, and I'm not going to go into too many details at all. I might have already ruined a little bit by saying what he... Oh, I'm not going to remind you in case you already forgot. 555. But the big point of him needing what he needs to accomplish for him to get back, or the whole purpose of these souls that are about to go into Earth, the whole purpose to go into Earth is to take all these traits that you've been assigned and programmed with. And your one job is to find your spark. To find your spark, to find your purpose, to find what moves you, to find what brings you into this higher dimension of creativity, of being, of having this experience that is beyond the physical, where you go into this spiritual dimension of bliss. And excitement, fulfillment, just feeling whole. And it's up to us to find that spark. And it also reminded me of what I had reheard today or yesterday, even. I think it was yesterday. I hadn't listened to Wayne Dyer in a long time, and he ended up popping up on my auto feed, since I'm constantly listening to audiobooks and different lectures and speeches and many things. So my algorithm is just on point. So I keep saying so. And watch me start saying and a lot too. And so, just kidding. Wayne Dyer popped up, and one of his messages that he was talking about is, don't die with your music still in you. And I remember that from a few years ago when I was first introduced to Wayne Dyer on YouTube. I was introduced to him on YouTube. And he said that, don't let your music die still in you. And since when I first heard it, it stood out to me. And I know that it made a really big impact within me, where I was like, I don't want to die with my music still in me. I don't want to reach an old age. I don't want to reach a point in my life where I can't turn back the pages. I can't turn back time. And I just realized all I would have wanted to do, I didn't do. And it was stuck within me because I chose not to do it. I feel like that's such a sad place. Actually, no, I don't even want to give any energy to sadness. However, I feel I can see how that is such a big purpose to live here and to be here for us to try to figure out what is our spark. What is this music within you that you're meant to put out into the world for us to listen to and resonate with and dance along with, if it's music, if it's whatever it is. I think it's so beautiful how we all have something so unique to each of us that nobody else has, that nobody else can do, that nobody else can make a duplicate or a copy of or a clone of. We're all so unique in such beautiful ways, and the purpose of this life. I feel like at least one of the purposes in life, I think there's many purposes in life all tied to the same thing. That's what I feel. And so I feel like when you connect to yourself, you connect to your purposes, you connect to your gifts, you connect to your abilities, you connect to the essence of why your soul chose to come to this earth. I feel like it's all connected. Once you start connecting one dot, you find the next dot that's connected, and the next dot that's connected, and the next dot that's connected. They're all intertwined. And I feel like you can't have one thing without having the other. Because even if you don't unlock all of these things that you hold within you, as you start unlocking one door, you start unlocking another door. You find the key to the next one. They start all unraveling slowly. Not all at once, but slowly they all start unraveling. The more we begin to unravel ourselves, the more everything within ourselves and within our lives starts to unravel along with it too. I still feel like breathing so much. Oh my goodness. I think there's some kind of energy here where we all gotta just... even if it's just to take 2 minutes. 2 minutes minimum. 2 minutes. 1 minute. 30 seconds. Nah. 12. 21 seconds. No, it's still too little. Actually, not. It's not. Any any time frame would be good to just take some deep breaths and just calm the heart pulse and just be here, just be present. And you know what's funny about it also is I think, yeah, I can see why now the breathing is a part of the message. Because when we are in a calm state of mind, when we can just pause and just sit back and just relax, you never know what can come to you in that state of mind of calmness. That is when so many creative things come in, when we are in this brainwave, that theta brainwave, that alpha brainwave. It's about being calm, peaceful, just chill. I know that there's so many things that I receive when I'm just calm, when I take a moment to just stop thinking about everything I have to do, stop thinking about whatever it is externally, and just take a moment to just be within myself. And after I do that, I have more momentum for some weird reason. Excuse me. I have so much more momentum to do what I need to do. I also feel that whatever it is that creates a spark within us is also attached to calmness and feeling peace and feeling bliss and feeling connected and aligned and fulfilled. It's a big web and everything is a part of it. Every high feeling energy is a part of it. While at the same time, every low feeling energy can also be a part of it, because it's also alchemizing all those lower vibrational energies to be able to notice the difference from when you are feeling those high vibrational energies, to notice the difference from when you are feeling that energy that you receive when you are doing this thing that your spark is, living in this thing that your spark is, living in this thing that makes you so unique to this world and the reason and the purpose behind you coming here. So I'm going to close out the message here with reminding you to take some deep breaths. To remain in a calm state of mind and to remain at peace no matter what outside circumstances there is that may present in themselves. And very importantly, to not miss out on the opportunity to play your music that you are meant to come here and play, to showcase this frequency that you have to create here on this earth, this ripple effect of this purpose of who you are and why you are who you are and why you're existing here on this earth. So it's a reminder to you to not live this life with any regrets. And if there is something that you have regretted, learn from it to not regret anything later on. And learn from people in here. on this earth, learn from the souls that have just came into earth, and learn from the ones who are also almost ready to leap into their next experience, their next soul experience. We can learn so much from everything. And we can also learn so much from ourselves and our experiences, and learn so much from our feelings. And when you feel such a high feeling energy, there's something connected to that purpose. There's something within that that's connected to the purpose of why you're here. Keep following that feeling. Don't chase the feeling, but recognize the feeling. Recognize the feeling and be present with that feeling to attract more of that feeling. I'm off. Till next time. It's like if I'm like in La La Land right now. I don't know. My mind is just... ooh. Oh, man. Okay. I'm logging off. Thanks for vibing with me. And I know that this found you because there's something trying to guide you into remembering why you came here, and remembering to find what sparks within you. Because you are definitely here for a purpose. And this is just a gentle reminder for you. Until next time, for real. On the Love Solution, where love is the root of our existence. Much love, much peace.